Heartrending scenes in rural Kentucky as intense rainstorms have caused flooding day after day in mountain valleys. Many people in the impoverished region have seen all their possessions washed away.
We've lost four houses, a couple of vehicles, all our farm equipment. I mean, technically, there's nothing else left for us to lose.
My home's gone. My new home I just bought for my four children's gone. So I had to start from scratch all over again.
Even worse, the floods have claimed at least 30 lives. These children were ripped from their mother's arms by the rushing water. All four siblings drowned. The death toll is expected to rise.
There are hundreds of unaccounted for people, minimum, and we just don't have a firm grasp on that. I wish we did.
More than 12,000 people are without electricity, and there is more rain on the way. Intense weather events like the one in Kentucky are a consequence of global heating, scientists say.
This is exactly the fingerprint, the signature that we would expect with global warming due to the increase in greenhouse gases from human activities.
As the atmosphere warms, the air can hold more moisture, unleashing epic storms. In Las Vegas, the desert city better known for casinos than catastrophes, thunderstorms inundated the famous strip and flooded hotels.
When conditions are right, we can get these catastrophic rain events, several inches per hour.
From flood to fire. In Northern California, a wildfire sparked on Friday grew to consume more than 23 square kilometers of forest land, the biggest blaze in the state this year. Firefighters found two people dead in a burned-out car in their home's driveway. Firefighters say years of drought and unusually high temperatures, also linked to global warming, have created more intense and fast-moving fires. The Biden administration and Democrats in Congress are pushing a bill to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and move toward clean energy. But Senate Republicans, including their leader Mitch McConnell, part of whose own state of Kentucky is underwater, oppose the climate legislation. For those affected by the back-to-back disasters sweeping the country, the legislation is far too little, too late. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.